Aleishu Chelek Beis Tav Nun Aleph, the 19th chapter, Zaman Simchoseinu. The Rambam writes, Ilchois Lulav, Perek Ches, Alacha Yud Beis. Af al pi shekol ha-moyedes mitzvah lismoech behen, even though it's a mitzvah to rejoice in all the chagim, bechag ha-sukois ha-yisa ba-mikdash yoyim simcha yesero. When it came to Sukkos, in the Mikdash, there was a day of greater joy than usual. Shenemar, the pasuk says, "Usmachtem lifnei Hashem lekechem shibas yomim." The author writes, "Simcha yesira shel Sukkos ba beikvois yemei hadin umchilas avoinois." The additional simcha associated with Sukkos is a consequence of yemei hadin and the fact that the avoinois have been erased. That's the hinge around which Simchas Beis Sheva revolves. And that's why the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Nun Gimel, says, Yesh men umrim ashri yalduseinu sheloi b'isha ez zekeinuseinu. Wonderful is our childhood. It did not embarrass, it did not overshadow our later age. Elu chasidim v'anshei ma'aseh. These are people who did not sin in their youth. Some of them say our later years atoned for our youthful transgressions. Elu ba'alei teshuva. Elu va'elu omrim ashrei mi shelo chata umi shechata yeshuvim choilo. Both of them say ashrei mi shelo chata. That's the best. And if a person did err, he should do teshuva, and it will be forgiven. The author explains, "Hare ikara simcha leitaher micheit." The ikar simcha of Beis Sheiva that we see over here is to cleanse oneself of chait. Zoi simcha sa'adam apratim yisrael. That's a simcha of an individual Jew. Ve'yesh besimcha zogam inyan kilali. There's also a general aspect. Ashe'azemu chazal, regarding which Chazal says, follows in the Midrash. Ve'ikra rabba perek lamed. The Midrash begins with a pasuk. Seiva semachois esponecha. Al tehi koreken ela Sheva semachois. On a deeper level, of course, as always, al tikrei, you can read it as not just seva semachois, but sheva semachois. Eilu sheva mitzvois shebachag. There are five, seven mitzvois associated with chag sukkos, ve'elu hin. Daled minin shebalulav, that counts as four for our purposes, v'suka, the mitzvah of suka, chagiga v'simcha. Im simcha lama chagiga, im chagiga lama simcha. Why both? Explanation, mashal lishnaim shnechesu etzel hadayan. Two people enter a judgment. Veleis anan yad'in man hu natzach. We do not know who emerges victorious. Elaman denosach boyan beyadei. That's a term for lulav, the one who emerges with the lulav. It's like a scepter of sorts. Anan yad'in shu nitzuchaya. We know that he is the victor. Kach Yisrael v'umo Yisraelam ba'in u'mekatregin lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Rosh Hashanah. There's, so to speak, a judgment on Rosh Hashanah between Yisrael and Moisaelam. Veleis anan yad'in man natzach. We do not know who emerges victorious. Ele b'ma sheYisrael yoytzin mifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, velu levehen ve'esrogehen biyadan. But when on Sukkos Israel emerge with their arba aminim, anu yad'in the Israel inu nitzuchayu. We know the Israel are the victorious ones. Chazal ramzu b'ze, ki netzach am Yisrael telui b'meyadin. Of course, Nitzachoin, which are translated above as victorious, and Netzach, eternity, are related to one another. Chazal hint here that the eternity of Am Yisrael, talui b'me'adin, depends, is associated with Yemei Hadin. Harei ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu nifra min ha'adam ad shetismalei se'asei. Chazal tell us in Seita Daftes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu only exacts punishment, only takes measures against a person when he fills his measure. What is that term? Milui ha-se'a nikra shachet nishtareish kol kach ba'adam ba'uma. Chazal uses this phrase to fill one's measure when the chet becomes so rooted, so second nature in the individual or the nation, ad shenasa teva, it becomes second nature. Ve'az ein oid tikva lis shuva. At that point, there's no hope anymore of tshuva. It's become the way the person or the nation is. Ve'az nischayev ha'adam oy ha'am klaya. At that point, the individual or the nation is subject to severe punishment. In brackets, ayin sfornoi parashas Yisroi al poiked avoin avois al bonim al shilishim ve'al ribeim l'sinai. Hanhagas HaKadosh Baruch Hu klal Yisrael. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu does with klal Yisrael is as follows: she'einu inesen lachet lishtaresh ben. He does not allow the chayt to become rooted in this fashion. כל שנה עושים תשובה בימים הנוראים וביום הכיפורים, הקדוש ברוך הוא מוחה להם, הוא מזכיר לחשבון חדש של האבוינס. Every year they do תשובה during the ימים הנוראים, and on יום כיפור הקדוש ברוך הוא forgives them and begins a new account of אבוינס. So ממילא there's no... That assures the eternity of Am Yisrael, because it never gets to a situation of תסמלי שעשוי. לאומו ישראלם אין ימים נוראים. They have no corresponding concept like that. ולכן משתרשים אצלם פשעיהם עד שתסמלי שעשם ואז הם עובדים. Therefore, their sins do become rooted within them, and then the measure is filled, and then that nation is removed. הוא אשר אמרו חזל כאן, that's what חזל telling us, שבסוכויס מסגלה שהכלל ישראל ניצח בדינוי. In סוכויס it is revealed, the כלל ישראל is victorious, שהם יצאים מלפני הקדוש ברוך הוא בלולביהם בעשר גיהם. And the sign of it is that they emerge with their minim. הרי שמחה שחג היא שמחה בנצחיוס של הכלל ישראל. שמחה שחג is really a celebration of the eternity of כלל ישראל. ואין לך שמחה גדולה מזוי. That's the greatest joy that we have. שמחה שחג נזיינס ממלאך נוסף. The joy of the festival is nourished is from by, through a different process also. הרי חכמי האמס גילו את הקשר הפנימי של כל החגים. וחכמי הקבלה revealed to us the inner connection between the Chagim מראש השנה עד שמחה סתירה. From ראש השנה, all the way to the end, שמחה סתירה. בהם הולך ונבנה הכוח המקבל מלכוסי הסברך. In those days, we strengthen that force, the power that accepts Hashem's kingship, והמקבל העיקרי הוא כלל ישראל. The essential recipient of this כוח is כלל ישראל. כבר ביארנו בפרק הקודם, we explained in the previous chapter, כי השלב האחרון בבניין זה הם ימי חג הסוכויס על מצווי סהם. The last stage in this building process of the days of סוכויס with the מצווי of סוכויס. הרי בימים אלה הולך וקם וחי הכוח המקבל מלכוסי הסברך. In these days, we building and strengthening the force of accepting Hashem's kingship, שזוהי הפנימיוס של הכלל ישראל, which is really the inner dimension of כלל ישראל. הרי קם המקבל, ומיד הוא מקבל את מלכוס המשפיע. So we erect this force, this structure that receives, and immediately it receives the השפוע from הקדוש ברוך הוא, the מלכוס, שמח בחיו ושמח בקבל עשי. Joyous in this life and joyous in this קבלה of מלכוס שמיים. ודבר גדול מאוד הוא שיש לבורא ברוך מקבל אולי בעולם. It's a great, a very profound matter that the creator has someone to receive his kingship in this world. הלוי זה תכליס הבריאה כולם. This is really the purpose of the whole creation, that there should be someone here to accept הקדוש ברוך הוא and to recognize him and to coronate him. ומה נפלא שמחסה של הלל הזקן, famous sugya in Sukkah, Daf Nun Gimel. Amru alav halilel hazakein, kishaya samech besimchas besasheva, omar ken. When he was celebrating simchas besasheva, he used to say, imani kan, hakoil kan. If I'm here, everything is here. Vimani kan, mi kan. If I'm not here, who is here? Toys voice. Piresh ha-kuntres, shaya hilel omer bishmoy shel ha-kadosh baruch hu. So the Kuntres explains that Hillel is not speaking for himself. He's speaking for ha-kadosh baruch hu. And then the words are less difficult. If Ani Kan HaKol Kan, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here, then everything is here. If he's not, that's a straightforward pshat. But in Yerushalmi, Tosfos continues, in Yerushalmi mashma, shayomer al atzmoi. He wasn't saying it in the name of Hashem. He was saying it about himself. The parich velikilu savu tzarich. The question here is, does HaKadosh Baruch Hu need our praises? Klomar v'chi haya tzarich l'shabechoi. Do we need to praise him? Ve'akasiv elef alafin yeshamshuneh. The pasuk says that thousands and myriads of malachim serve Hashem. U'b'shamei, that is a question, so to speak, that Hillel is posing between the lines. And the answer is, dekeneged Yisrael ha'yomer. That we're saying this corresponding to Yisrael. Ve'chaviv alav kilusa shel Yisrael. That yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu finds the praise of Yisrael precious. Min ha-koel, more than anything. Shenemar, un'im zmiro is Yisrael. There's a pleasantness in the songs that Israel sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Uchsiv ve'ata kadosh yeshev ter Yisrael. Another pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, sits atop the praises of Israel. That's what, if one can say so, uplifts him. The author explains, zoi simchasei shel ha-mekabel. That's the simcha of the mekabel, as we said before. The mekabel we receive, we build this koach to be mekabel malchus shamayim during these days. So that's the simcha of the mekabel. She yodea she'al yedei yetzira sovei kabbalah. So he knows it through his creation, first of all, and then his kabbalah, this receiving the koach to accept Hashem as king, niskayma tachlis abriya v'ikar ratzon yizborach. He's thereby fulfilling the purpose of the creation and really what Hashem's ratzon is. Be'yeser se'eis mev'er zera b'shimon v'yochai ala pasuk, ki l'Hashem metzei ke'eretz. Even more strongly, with more emphasis, is this explained by Rashbi on this pasuk, ki l'Hashem metzei ke'eretz. Kol zman she'Yisrael asuin aguda achasim le'matan, as long as Israel are joined below, they are united, ki v'yachol malchus shamayim b'mkoma. Then we can say that malchus shamayim is in its place, it's established. Ve'islan chamisha karim, we have five pasukim that indicate this. The one pasuk, haboinei b'shamayim ma'aloi sav. This is all Bilshan Mashal, but so to speak, in Shamayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is building his seat. But Eimasa, the pasuk goes on to say, when is this true? Va'aguda soy al eretz yesoda. When there's unity among Klal Yisrael here. So it's our unity here that allows the Bria above, the structures in Shamayim to be solidified. Similarly, Vahi Bishrun Melech, among Yishrun, among Klal Yisrael, there's a king, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is king, but when? A Masai. Bis Asaif Roshi Am. The Pasuk goes on to say, when there's unity among the leaders, when the Roshi Am join together and there's unity. The third Pasuk, Rechev Shamayim Be'ezrecha Uvgavasei Shechakim. The one who rides in the heavens will help you, says Moshe Rabbeinu to Klal Yisrael in his last address. But when is this? When is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, in his full strength? Emasai, Ashrecha Yisrael Mikamoicha, when Klal Yisrael are joined. V'adein, Eilecha Nasas Es Einai Hayishvi B'Shamayim. I raise my eyes to you, the one who dwells in heaven, Shilole Ani, Kivechol Ein Hu Yishvi B'Shamayim. It's as if not for me, if not the individual Jew, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not seated in Shamayim. All of this from Midrash Shmuel Peke. The point is, Rak Kesha Klal Yisrael Kan. It's only when Klal Yisrael here, who is Baruch Shem Hashem? That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu reigns in heaven. V'yesh al mi la'ashpik etzonen. Then he has someone on whom to bestow, which is what he wants to do. V'lolei HaKlal Yisrael Haya, who is Baruch Mis'ale le'ginzei merumam. If not for Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would just rise further and further away from us. V'lo haya lo al mi la'ashpik. He would have no one on whom to bestow. Zoi tachlis ha'simcha. That's the purpose. That's the end goal of this simcha of Sukkos. It's a simcha from which one can draw Ruach HaKodesh, as Chazal tell us in Simchas Pesach Sheva, they would draw Ruach HaKodesh and say this about Yehina ben Amitai. Ad kan.